calling the Sedalia Pettis Amateur Radio Club, Radio Club Repeater Net, calling the Spark and Aries Repeater Net. This is Kitty Zero ETL, Kilo Delta Zero, Echo Tango Lima, and I'll be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. And the Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 local time on the Sedalia 147.03 megahertz repeater with a minus offset. Purposes of the net are to gather hams in the area, exchange information of mutual interest, and to promote public service by ham operators. At this time, do we have any emergency or priority traffic for the net? Call net control. Are there any club members with announcements for the net? Bring them now.
This is KE0ODT. This is Larry in Sedalia. Would just like to, it might not be right, but I'm still learning all this. In September, second Saturday in September, we have the fly-in in Lincoln, Missouri, and would just like to invite everybody down for the day to enjoy all the planes. Back to the station.
KE0ODT. Okay, Larry, second Saturday in September, is that correct?
That is correct. Yep, it'll be September 8th this year. Yeah, it's one of the few Graz airfields in the state that are still municipally owned because Windsor shut down theirs years ago. Back to you.
Hey, Larry, thanks for that information. We have some people interested in that. And we'll open up for mobiles, portables, short-timers, those that are in and out. Call net control. Okay, sounds like we're going to have regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Club. Call now.
Check-in.
Check-in.
D0ETLWA0WY, William Abel 0, William, United Yankee, Steve, out of Beeman.
This is KY0P.
KA0TPX, Jerry.
This is KA0TTY, Harry. All right, we'll hold there. I got four good ones. I got KA0TTY, KA0TPX, and KY0P. And Steve, you were first, WA0WY. Good evening, Steve, and how's everything towards Beeman?
Pretty good shape out here, I guess. Hotter than Dickens. I got 88 degrees here still. It's starting to go down a little bit, but it's still pretty warm out. We had to go out and water a bunch of vegetation this evening and try to keep a little bit of moisture underneath them anyway. Well, everybody's sounding good on the audio. I missed that last call, but I'll catch it as you go down through the list there, Paul. KD0ETLWA0WY, bye.
KA0WY, KD0ETL. All right, Steve, that was probably Harry, KA0TTY. Just guessing, but we'll get to him here in a minute. We'll go to Dennis, KY0P. Good evening, Dennis, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul. Everybody else on the net. Well, we missed you at the meeting yesterday, Paul. I hope you're feeling better. Missed seeing you yesterday, and then I wasn't at the last meeting, so it's been about 3 months, so hope things are going well for you and Marcito. Let's see. Enjoyed seeing everybody that did make it to the meeting yesterday. And, a little funny story. We went to Warrensburg one day last week to just for dinner, for lunch, actually. And when we got back, our neighbor told us that somebody had mowed part of her yard. Anyway, whoever it was, I think they had the wrong house. She said it was a lawn service, but anyway, they mow it a little lower than I usually do, but I only had half of a yard to mow. So anyway, they decided in the middle of it that they had the wrong yard. So anyhow, I'll just turn it back to you, Paul, and say 73 to everybody. Have a great week from KY0P.
KY0P, KD0ETL. Yeah, I am feeling better. Twinges every now and then. I'm not sure what's going on yet. Whether this is one of those things that's going to keep flaring up every so often until it decides to go or what. But I guess we'll live with whatever we got. Thanks for checking in. We'll go to Jerry, K0TPX. Good evening, Jerry, and your comments.
Good evening, everybody. I've got 85 degrees right now. Had a high of 92 degrees. And I'm looking forward over the next 2 weeks. I'll be down at the State Fair 2, maybe 3 days, different days. And I got my walking shoes all oiled up and ready. But I might rent one of those electric welfare carts down there to, if anything else goes wrong with my feet. KA0TPX, bye.
KA0TPX, KD0ETL. Well, so far the long-range forecast I've seen showed 88 or something for the high, 87 for the high, starting Thursday, upper 80s. So, but it'll feel hotter than that out there on the fairgrounds with all that asphalt. So, yeah, you might need something if you can get hot pretty quick. Doesn't take very long. You enjoy the fair, too. All right, we'll go to Harry, KA0TTY. Good evening, Harry, and your comments.
Good evening. Boy, I feel really good here. And, this is like 2 weeks in a row for me, and it's been a long time since I've been on the radio. I'd extend my thanks to the Spark Antenna crew who came by, helped me get back on the air. Really appreciate that. Missed you at the meeting, Paul, and nothing really else for the net. Thursday, I guess, is the start of the fair, and probably ought to make a special effort to monitor the radio because we probably have some transients coming through who might need some help, so it would be good to have some activity on the radio or have somebody monitoring. I don't know if we do special events then or not, but nothing really further. Paul, I'll turn it back. K0TTY.
K0TTY, KD0ETL. All right, Harry. Yeah, I'm sure somebody will be around the radio. I'd say there's a lot of campers out there already, so I'd say there could be some extra traffic perhaps starting tomorrow if we don't hear something tonight even. So, yeah, if anybody's on there, if they hear somebody needs some help, if they would, give them a holler or help them out if you can. Somehow I guess we ought to figure out a way to get information out there. I'm not sure who they would give it to for the fair that our repeater is available. I think a lot of them already know it, but whether they check into it or not, I'm not sure. So, all right, good idea. We're at the bottom of the list. We'll take more check-ins for the Spark repeater net. Call KD0ETL. KD0VD.
KE0LMY.
And control recognizes KE0LMY and AD0VD. We'll go to Donald first. AD0VD, good evening, Donald. And your comments for the net.
Hope you can feel a whole bunch better, a whole bunch real quick. You got to watch it. You know, you're getting so old, you're going to catch up to me one of these days. Ha ha. Hey, everybody try to stay cool because my thermometer outside this afternoon read 101 in the shade. And there was some shade out there, so it's pretty accurate.
All right, Donald. Yeah, we'll watch the heat. I think I saw 96, something like that, on my thermometer, so I'm sure it felt hotter than that. You have a good week, and, yeah, I am feeling better.
Sure thought that's what I had, but it didn't decide to go, or the markers for the insurance decided it wasn't enough yet, so I had to wait. So I guess I'm waiting. Anyway, you have a great week, and we'll go with Sam, K0LMY. Good evening, Sam, and your comments.
This is KE0LMY. Thank you very much, Paul, for running the net. I appreciate that. Good evening to everybody. We have been just trying to stay cool down here. If there is something that you guys want to put out about the repeater and the fare and everything, if you just email me the stuff that you'd like to say, I'll be happy to put it out on the Benton County Aries website, Facebook page, and things like that. And you might think about sending it out to Larry's List, too, because we get a lot of stuff through Larry's List, and that seems like something that would be pretty useful for hams that are familiar with our area when they come in for the fare. And a message for KA0TTY, if he's still listening. At some point, I'd like to schedule a time to come up and see your radio room. You always check in on the Region A Healthcare Net, and I'm very interested in the equipment you guys have up there at the hospital. This is KE0LMY, back to net control.
KE0LMY, KD0ETL, that's a great idea, and I didn't think about Larry's List. That would be real good, and yes, and I'll get something to you also. We'll get it on ours, too. I'm sure Larry's List would probably catch more traffic. All right, Sam, thanks for checking in. And we're at the bottom of the list again. Any more check-ins for the Sparks Repeater Net, call KD0ETL.
WA0E, name is Tom from Prairie Home, Missouri.
KE0FUD.
KE0QIA, Richard.
Okay, we'll hold there. We've got three good ones. KE0QIA, KE0FUD, and WA0E. Tom, good evening from Prairie Home. Good signal. What do you have for us this evening?
No, not too much. Just trying to stay inside and stay cool up here in Prairie Home. Thought I might mention, we have some equipment from a silent key. Some of you may have known N0AYI, Tom Huff from down at Versailles, and we're helping his family get rid of some of his equipment. On Facebook, we have a page, Boonville Amateur Radio Club, on Facebook, and have some pictures of some equipment on there, if anyone is interested. And also have some other things of his that some might be interested in, so thought we might mention that. But other than that, not much going on up here other than the hot and dry. So that's about it. Just wanted to jump in and say hello to everybody down Pettis County way. 73 all, WA0E.
WA0E, KD0ETL. All right, Tom. I checked you on reverse, didn't see you, not a thing on there. Usually from that direction I get somebody on reverse, but you're getting into the repeater nice and quiet. So I got that information. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club has a Silent Keys Estate list and pictures, and I think everybody's copying that. If somebody needs a redo, I'll do that at the end of the net. And we thank you for checking in. And then we'll go to Chris, KE0FUD. Good evening, Chris, and your comments.
Hello, Paul, and everybody on the net. I don't have a lot to talk about this evening. Did have to put a new battery in the truck today. That's my second battery this year. I put one in the van also. And it's not fun. Anyway, that's all I've got. Talk to you later, KE0FUD.
KE0FUD, KD0ETL. All right, Chris. I hope it's just two. My batteries seem to come in threes, and they're not getting any cheaper. All right. Well, sorry you had to fix that. Thanks for checking in. We'll go to Richard, KE0QIA. Good evening, Richard, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody on the net. Just had a good weekend. Got the place kind of cleaned up a little bit. Did some mowing, went to church this morning. Just kind of took a little laid-back, easy Sunday afternoon. So y'all take care. Just want to check in, say hey. KE0QIA, be clear.
E0QIA, KD0ETL. All right, Richard. You have a safe week. Don't get too hot out there in the vehicle going around town or wherever you're headed for tomorrow. So I believe you said you had a lot of the fair stuff taken care of already. All right, we're at the bottom of the list again. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
E0JWA.
E0JWA. Is that you with the tone there?
I hope it's not me. I wasn't intended to be. If I'm toning, let me know. We're just headed home from Walmart as usual.
Okay. Rather me be somebody else trying to check in and they hit a number button or something on their mic instead of the mic button and send out a numbered tone. That's what it sounded like, anyway, like somebody was starting to dial. Oh, I don't know too much else here. Hope you didn't spend too much out there. We don't get away easily for less than $100.
Yeah, we made it a little under that tonight, but we sure didn't get anything. I was kind of shocked at how high it was for as little as we had, but I guess that's the way it goes. You got to pay for it if you want it. I guess check Lana in here. I can't get her to check in herself, so I'll check her in. She says she's checking in, so go ahead and put her down if you will. And I really don't have anything else. I was going to tell you this morning, and we never did think about it before you got away. If you're kind of feeling poorly there and need anything, just be sure and give me a call there. I'm usually around and can get away pretty easy. So. Anyway, that's about it, and I'll catch up with you later. Back to you, K0JWA.
K0JWA, KD0ETL. All right. I heard Lana, so that counts as a check-in. I could hear her in the background. And appreciate it on the if you need something. Marsh is off starting tonight till Friday, so we're in good shape there. Hopefully, if it's going to happen, it'll happen this week or something. Seemed like there's something else I was going to ask you. Did you get that email I sent out that had the, it was a numbered link for that SDR that you could listen on the computer?
Yeah, I believe I did there. I'm thinking I did. About a week ago, maybe?
Yeah, it was a week or two ago when we were talking about it. I don't know who brought it up. We brought it up, and I tried it, and yeah, I can hear everybody pretty good from that station in Kansas. Can hear on 75 meters. You can pull up whatever frequency you want, almost.
Yeah, that's the closest one I found, and it seems to work pretty good. You can always use it to test your audio or whatever, because you could. I think it's got the record feature on it. You could you can hit that on and then go ahead and transmit, and it'll record you, and you can play back and see what you sound like there.
I'm going to try and do that sometime. All right, thanks for checking in. Let's see, we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
This is KD0WXT, Kilo Delta Zero, Whiskey X-Ray Tango.
KD0WXT, good evening, Roger. And your comments from Benton County.
Good afternoon, Paul, and everyone else on the net. Julie come running in here to get on your net and left me stand there in the kitchen cooking. So I finally managed to make it in here at the end of your net, and thank you for letting me check in. I do appreciate it. And that's all I've got for you. KD0WXT, back to net.
KD0WXT, KD0ETL. All right, Roger, have a great week. Don't work too hard. And we'll Throw out last call. Last call for check-in for the Spark repeater net. Call now.
KD0 USK, Brett.
KD0 USK, good evening, Brett. And what's going on with you?
Hey, good evening, Paul. Good evening to everybody on the net tonight. We missed you at the meeting. Had a real good meeting. Didn't have the big numbers that we had the month before, but we had a real good meeting. And Brooke stepped up and made that real smooth. But we did miss you. And hope you get to feeling better. And if you need something, just let me know, or any of us know. We'd be happy to help you any way we can. And wish you getting well soon. Trying to think what else we have going on. Jerry, if you're still on there, I know you're coming down for the fair. Well, I did see them carts you're talking about. They've already got them there staged there, right there at the entrance. So if you are inclined to grab one, they'll have them ready for you. The other thing that they do have out there that's real handy is a courtesy cart system. So when you come in, it should be on one of the flyers or all the happenings for the day that are right there by all the entrances. There's a courtesy cart number on there, and they're free. They'll come pick you up, and they'll move you around or take you somewhere if your feet get hurt and are getting in a situation where you need some help or just want to lift back to one of the gates. Try that out. They work really good. Everything else, it was hot today. You know, I was outside and had quite a bit to do today, and was out there rearranging some stuff outside, and did not realize it was that hot, but I was very exhausted this evening. So we just had dinner, and that's all I got. Hope everybody has a real good week. 73, KD0, USK.
KD0 USK, KD0 ETL. All right, Brad, I guess this would be a good time if I had radio antenna work needing done. This would be a good time to do it, but I wouldn't do that unless I could help too. So anyway, thanks for offering there. Let's see, I'll give one more call for last check-in, KD0, call KD0 ETL.
KD0 ATL, KD0 CYR.
Zero CYR, good evening, Bob, and your comments.
Yeah, I'm just now getting into the tail end of all this. I've been in another meeting, kind of listening to you all. I was hoping to get in to talk to you all, but it's just been a busy meeting here, and I was hoping to get off of it. Anyway, had a great meeting yesterday. A lot of things were discussed and all that. As usual, it's great seeing all of you. I don't have anything else really to say, but I got to get out of here because now I got to get headed out of here and do some more stuff. It's great being with you guys, and this is K0CYR, 73 y'all to all of you.
K0CYR, okay, you're a busy man there, Bob. You take care of yourself and everybody that you can, so thanks for checking in. Looks like we had a total of 16 check-ins, 17 check-ins. Donald, if you're still listening, I'll check in Grace too. I didn't hear her, but I'll check her in anyway. So that makes 17. So anyway, everybody have a great week. 73 is KD0 ETL. Return to repeater back to normal use.